It's 6 a.m.
It's technically Monday.
I can't believe the weekend's over.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's Monday morning.
First thing Monday morning.
You know, I wake up every morning, my first thought is, what part of me is not working today?
Ha! Hoo! Hoo!
What are you doing?
Vocal exercise. You know, just limbering up the chords.
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
Showtime!
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Monday morning on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. 8 days till Christmas.
I know. Is everybody?
No, I know.
Not even remotely
even
ready.
Yeah? Okay, good. Good. Good to hear. Good to have company.
Unlike everybody else.
Good to have company. It's raining. It's nasty out there this morning. It's going to be kind of cloudy and nasty through the day today.
Anybody see snow? The overnight forecast shows
snow. I saw some snow.
I saw snow coming in this morning.
Yes, I did.
Wow. We had sleet yesterday or freezing rain that was just bouncing off of everything. It was weird.
Okay, it's going to be 44 right now. What do we got the latest up? 35 degrees in Boston right now here at WIR. Okay, stuff we got coming up on the show today. By the way, LBF and I, we narrated "Twas the Night Before Christmas" with the Boston Pops last night.
Yes, we did.
So we'll give you
a review. Fall into the string section.
It was really cool because we're coming out on stage. Well, we'll save it.
We'll talk about it this morning.
We'll tell you about the big entry.
You guys look spectacular, like right off the red carpet.
You really thought so?
Yes.
Really?
He took a long time picking out his dress.
Beautiful.
but we matched.
We did match.
We didn't clash.
It was shorter than I expected it to be.
Okay, yeah. Well, I like to show
Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell you something about that, too. Short dresses and the Pops.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes. Please do. We got the Dirty Laundry is coming up at 7:45 this morning.
Yeah, a great SNL skit last night with Matt Damon we'll have to discuss. And also Pete Davidson's well-being, what happened over the weekend.
And he's scheduled to be in town. He's going to be in Medford, right?
New Year's Eve at the Chevalier Auditorium.
Okay, we'll let you know about that. Got a black bear in your yard?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We thought Burlington was close. Yeah. This one was a mile from my house.
Can you believe?
We're going to talk to somebody who actually spotted the bear in his backyard.
Yeah, it was in his backyard.
Okay, that's coming up 6:25 this morning. Win a grand in 60 seconds, coming up in about 12 minutes here. And you know the old saying, you can only make a good first impression once?
Yes.
Okay, that one time you have to make a good first impression, how long do you have to make that good first impression?
Okay. What do I have to do?
You'll be shocked.
You have tips?
You'll be shocked.
Okay.
Okay. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I suppose you've heard about it by now. The black bear that was spotted in Medford. How far was this thing away from your house, Hank?
0.8 mile.
0.8 mile.
Which is too close.
Very close. We will discuss that with the man who had the bear in his yard coming up next. But in the meantime, we thought, well, perhaps this would be the appropriate Men for Men episode.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are out camping in the Allagash when Ephus notices they're running out of water and sends Lem on a trip to the pond.
Well, hey, Lem.
Ah.
We're about to run out of water.
Oh.
Why don't you take this pail down to the pond and fetch up some water?
All right, be right back.
Moments later, Lem comes running back into camp after discovering a bear standing waist-deep in the pond.
Oh, my God, Ephus, you won't believe what I saw.
What happened?
There's a bear standing waist-deep in that pond that scared the bejesus out of me.
Oh, take it easy, Lem. You scared that bear standing in the pond just as much as he scared you.
Well, if that's true, we wouldn't want to be drinking that water anyway.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
From 105.7 WROR, Boston's greatest hits. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. This is the Lauren Wally Morning Show, and I suppose you've heard about it already, but there was a bear spotted in Medford, and we have a man on the line here. This bear was actually spotted in his yard. So could we take a moment to introduce you? From Medford, Massachusetts, former star running back for the Medford High School Mighty Mighty Mustangs. Of course, that was when footballs were still round.
Yep.
he's on the line with us now. It's Paul Camuso is on the line. Hey, Paul, how you doing this
morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks. So, would you tell us when, first of all, when did this happen anyway?
Paul lives in the high rent district in Medford, too, just so you know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're all high rent at this point.
Yeah. 8/10 of a mile from Mr. Hank Morse.
That's too close.
Right,
the Stone Zoo is close enough for me.
When did you see this bear?
Exactly. Last Friday at about 2:45 in the morning.
Oh, what were you doing at 2:45 in the morning? Anyway, I shouldn't ask that.
No, it's funny. I work the night shift, so even on my nights off, you don't sleep as well as you do when you get a regular work schedule. So
right.
I was on a night off, and I hear a banging on the barrel out in the backyard.
Yeah.
So I walked over to the window on the other side of the house in the room, looked outside, and I seen something that looked like it had. I thought it was a guy with a black hood on.
Yeah.
In my barrel, like on his hind legs, and it turned out it was a black bear in the barrel, moving the barrel around, and it was pretty amazing.
What did you? How close was the barrel to your house?
Oh, probably 7 feet.
Oh my God!
Did the first thing? Did you wake up your wife and have her run down and open the door to scare him away?
Yeah, she told me I was crazy when I told her. I said, honey, I hear someone out back. And then when I told her it was a beer, she was ready to get me committed.
Really?
You know?
So then what happened? What did you do after you saw the bear, and what do you do?
So we were running around, and I got a 9-year-old, my son James, that Hank knows, who plays hockey with Hank's nephews. He uses the flashlights for everything except what their intended use is for emergency situations. So I went to get a flashlight, and it was dead.
Of course.
So
of course.
At that point, my wife's at the window. I run downstairs, and I throw the light on, and the bear took off. So at this point, my wife is still saying, you're out of your mind. It's not a bear. So I did what anybody would do. I picked up the phone, and I called the Medford police, and it happened to be someone I used to work with at the sheriff's department, Officer Patrick Antilli, that answered the phone.
Yeah.
So I basically said to him, I said, listen, are you sitting down? I don't know. This is a weird call. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be calling you, but I got a black bear in my yard. He just started laughing, obviously.
Yeah.
So they sent out a cruiser, and it got kind of interesting because my wife works for the mayor of Medford in HR.
Yeah.
And the officer had recent dealings with her, just talking about options, health insurance. Them two were having a conversation about health insurance from the second floor window to him in the cruiser out front.
Jeez.
At that point, I basically said, hey, guys, deal with this Monday. I got a bear in my backyard. So we all laughed. He walked out here through the neighbor's yard, and he came running back out and said, oh, my God, that's not a cub. That thing's good size.
Oh, wow. So he had a sighting, too. Wow.
Well, where do you think these where do you think these bears are coming in? You think they're sneaking in through Winchester?
I don't know. The environmental police that I talked to the lieutenant on Friday, he seems to think it might be the same bear that was up in Burlington.
Really?
A week before.
You know, Medford, we're moving on up. Everybody used to want to move to Winchester. Now it's Medford.
Now they want to move to Medford. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, thanks a million for the update here. And, you're going to keep some bear repellent around the house now, or are you going to hide your garbage cans?
Do people believe your story? I mean, what did your family say?
Oh, the best part of it was, obviously, we're all wound up in the morning. So I call up my cousins who live in Medford, and they're always saying, oh, we saw a deer, we saw coyotes, this and that. I says, you're not going to believe it. I saw a bear in my yard this morning. So you're kidding me? My wife gets on the phone, tells them the story. And then later on that day, my wife gets a call from his wife. Hey, I just want to check in on you, make sure you're doing all right. And my wife's like, I'm fine. Why? What's the matter? And she says, well, I know your husband hasn't had a drink in a couple of years. He's doing real good, and I heard he had a beer in the yard yesterday. I wanted to make sure you were okay. Thought I was drinking beer in my yard. And,
that's funny.
Paul, thanks a lot, man. Have a great day.
Be safe out there.
Okay. Hey, by the way, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You bet.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
So here we come, the holiday season. I mean, 8 days of the day is Christmas. A lot of parties. Maybe like the company party.
Yeah.
Okay, something like that.
First year on the job, meeting the boss. The big boss.
Maybe you're new in your company. And you're going to go to the Christmas party. And the big boss, the big boss from out of town is coming in to attend the Christmas party. and you're going to be meeting the big boss for the first time. Well, you've always heard the old saying, you only have one chance to make a good first impression. And, of course, you want to make a good first impression when, when you first meet the new
boss. So don't wear a bra. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the thing is, you know, the amazing thing, they did this study, and they figured out how long you have to really make that first good impression. And people make their decision on whether they like you or don't like you a lot faster than you think.
No kidding.
Yeah, really. So, when from the time somebody says, LB.
Yeah.
Come on over here. I want you to meet X, Mr. X, or Miss X.
Yep.
And this person walks over to Miss X and says, hey, I would like to introduce you to Lauren Beckham Falcone. And this person says, oh, okay, great. And then they spot you.
Okay.
That's when
it starts. That's when the clock starts
ticking.
That's it. Like, it's just right then.
Bing, the minute they light eyes on you,
everything.
It's bing, tick, 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 tick. It's ticking away. How many seconds?
It took me like 5 seconds to figure you out.
It takes, on average, 27 seconds. Within 27 seconds, they've decided, I like this person or I don't like this person.
You know, I agree with that 100%. Wow. I really do, because there are certain things I judge people on when I meet them. You know, especially
really?
When they oh, yeah.
What's
Big
the first
time.
Thing that strikes
the
you?
First
okay.
thing-
As a matter of fact, I have, from the study, I know the things that they judge people on. So let's see how it stacks up. What do you do? Judge them on?
Okay, if they don't look me in the eye,
that's one of them.
When somebody really looks you in the eye, it's a great thing.
You agree with
it's
that?
It's pretty rare these days.
Eye contact is number one.
Absolutely.
The handshake, even man and a woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can tell a lot by the handshake.
Firm handshake. Got to look him in the eye. Firm handshake. Number three, you should smile. Number four, they will judge you on your politeness.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, in 27 seconds, how rude could... Well, I suppose
you could
be pretty rude. Yeah,
so
yeah,
even
yeah.
if you've got really bad teeth, you should still smile?
You should still smile.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a confident person with bad teeth.
You know what?
Smiling.
That's right. That's a good point.
You've got a lot of confidence. So that's it. Keep that in mind.
Okay,
good to know. The two biggest turnoffs are smelling bad and being arrogant. So if you stink of arrogance...
Then you ain't gonna have a chance,
man.
That makes sense.
Okay, man. Speaking of stinking, what a weekend, man.
The struggling Patriots having the worst December ever in the Belichick-Brady era. They lost their second straight, falling 17-10 last night in Pittsburgh. 14 penalties and a horrible Tom Brady interception did not help. The Pats, 9-5, still have a two-game lead over Miami with two games to play. WROR.com to see the ugliness. Chelmsford Jack Eichel had two goals and two assists for the Sabres. They beat the Bruins 4-2 at the Garden yesterday. Celts off until Wednesday when they host the Phoenix Suns. Sports is brought to you by Intrasystems.
Okay.
I'm Hank Morse.
Thank you much, Hank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So last night was really an interesting night because LBF and I were the guest narrators for Twas the Night Before Christmas at the Boston Pops Christmas Spectacular.
It was incredible.
I
was very... very nervous.
She was very nervous. You know, I got to admit, she usually isn't nervous at all, but it was like, oh, man. And she was really worried about, of all things, tripping and falling.
Tripping, falling, messing up the words, but tripping and falling was the big one. The room holds 2,300 people
right,
who paid a lot of money for a good time. And so I was like,
heard that
wow.
before,
so I was nervous. Plus, I decided to wear, because you know. The Pops, so you want to wear something. When I get nervous, I like to buy prom dresses. So I bought this dress, and it was like a ball gown. I know.
It was like the Oscars.
It was a long, to the floor, flowing dress.
It was red.
And it's red, really beautiful shade of red.
Don't take this the wrong way. I mean, I thought you were absolutely stunning.
I would never take that the wrong way. I was just about to be like, what are you going to say?
The plunging neckline. I'm surprised Lauren Owens could...
I was going to wear a plunging neckline,
but I said, no, I'm going to. And so
okay.
he said,
she wore the plunging neckline.
So we went in, and when you walk through to get to where you have to be on the stage, you're going through kind of like a gauntlet of people with big instruments
yep.
and then also wires everywhere.
There are wires completely covering the entire floor.
And then you have to get up on a...
You have to step over a riser.
Yes.
And then step down on the other side to get in front of the place. So
in heels.
In heels. Yeah.
You didn't wear flats?
That's where I went wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now the deal is you have to, before you do before the show starts, about an hour before the people are let in, they do a thing called the mic check. And you have to go up and you have to run through and you walk in the way you're supposed to walk, and you step up over the riser, step down, and then you stand in front of the microphone, and they say, okay, go ahead, and so you just give a check on the mic.
What did I do during that?
Okay, so here's what happened. So we're coming out from backstage, and he says, no, look, here, we just walk through, just follow me. So I start out, and so what does she do? She trips.
No, sir.
She trips.
I caught my heel on one of the wires, and I'm like, oh, my God. It was unbelievable. So I was very, very nervous that it was going to happen again, even though, you know, you're obviously being extra careful. But sometimes when you're extra careful, you mess up.
I was really, really disappointed she didn't go down.
I know. I didn't go down. I caught myself.
This would have been great,
it would have been horrifying.
Did you think at any point, maybe I should change my shoes?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. I was committed to that point. But it was the other thing I wanted to say, too, about wearing a long dress when you're going to be on stage at the Pops. It's very important, and I didn't realize this until I was standing there, and there's an audience there. They are looking right up at you. So if I wore a short dress, it would have been uncomfortable for everybody.
Yep. Wow.
But it was really an incredible moment. The other reason I'm glad I wore a long dress was because I never knew this was true. My knees were knocking. I was so nervous. They were just shaking back and forth. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was just...
When you get to a certain point, was there this adrenaline rush? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of the greatest rooms in the world.
It is. It was so great.
It is one of the most wonderful rooms for a concert.
It was like a total dream come true, like bucket list stuff. And when you look out and you see the people, but then there's a spotlight, so you can't really see anybody. So it was like... It was like being in a movie. Like, you know, when the person steps on the stage and they see the spotlight. And it was just an incredible moment.
Was your family there?
My family was there. My extended family was there. My friends were there. And it was so great because when they announced our names, my friends all, because they're classy from Canton, they all whooped and hollered. Yep, and Keith Lockhart's like, I guess she's popular.
Got to have family here.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
And Lucy was there, too?
Oh, yeah, Lucy was there. And Santa came over and said hello to Lucy specifically.
It was cool.
It was magical for me because it was the first time I was doing it. I know that Lauren has done it with Wally several times. But also, even when you're not doing reading Twas the Night Before Christmas, it's such a magical place to be at Christmas. If you have kids, if you don't have kids, it's just unbelievable what these people do with their voices and instruments, and it's magical.
They do a sing-along, right?
And the Tanglewood Chorus is spectacular. And, of course, the Pops is a pretty darn good band, in case you didn't know.
And everybody was so supportive backstage and really nice, and it was just the nicest. It was, I think, the nicest night of 2018 for me.
I always wanted one of the Boston Pops Christmas special, like one of the ornaments. You didn't bring me one, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't buy anybody anything.
I do want to
give a shout-out to Nelson, who's a longtime listener. He was very complimentary, and his family was very nice to me at the end of it and said that I did a good job, so that was always nice to hear.
Very, very nice people there. Keith Lockhart and the entire... great people. So,
and Lauren, thank you.
There's still tickets available.
Yes, there are. And Lauren, thank you so much for not tripping me.
Okay, that was a thought. That was a thought all the time.
Okay, hey, go to the WROR Lauren and Wally Facebook page to see Lauren and LBF in her beautiful dress.
It is a beautiful dress, too, by the way.
Lauren Taylor, $108.
Oh. Not bad. Okay, hey. Jeff Boss.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. It is time now for your 720 Men from Maine. 720 Men from Maine, brought to you by Panera Bread. Hey, this holiday season, get friends and family something they'll love. A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift card purchases, you're going to make that a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local Panera today, and here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus walk into $3 Dewey's, each carrying a brown paper bag from home. And we hear...
What'll it be, boys?
I'll take a moose head, Bert.
I'll have one, too.
After receiving their beverages, they each pull a ham and cheese sandwich from their brown paper bag, and we hear this from the bartender.
Now, hold on, fellas. You know the rules. You're not allowed to eat your own food in here.
Oh, that's no problem, Bert.
Good.
Here, Ephus. You eat my sandwich, and I'll eat yours.
Good idea.
Okay, that's more like
it. Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Okay, attention millennials, coming up next right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The one class you absolutely must take if you're a millennial.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Very important message for the millennials in our listening audience this morning. Okay, Hank, if you could please help us out here.
Yeah, millennials, those born in like the early 80s, like through 2000, like my kids are millennials, 21 and 22. Paige, you're probably right on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp of being a millennial, unfortunately.
I feel like a millennial.
Right, that's important. And you look like a millennial in that red dress. I'm telling you, that was a smoking hot dress right there. But sometimes millennials, because cost of living is so high, right?
Cost of living is absolutely ridiculous. I'm going through it now, and it's
crazy.
The toughest thing ever.
Crazy. The most common place for millennials to live, more than with a spouse or with a roommate, is with their parents.
Right.
All right? Stunning. And because of that, they're not learning some of those skills like sewing a button, investing.
Life skills.
Life skills, because they're not out on their own. So in Portland, Maine, there is now the adulting school. A woman in Portland started it because she knew that she would hear the complaints about they can't do this, they can't do that.
Yeah.
And now they online summits and blogs, and they'll teach you about relationship issues. Some people have lived at home so long, it's hard to have a relationship when you're living at home.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes,
you
it
know,
is.
We have a friend like that.
I find it's very hard for me to have a relationship because I have people at home.
They don't know how to sew buttons. They don't know how to invest on their own, just because maybe they have a parent that's right next to them that will lead them through all these things. So the adulting school is an actual thing up in Portland, Maine.
Just stick up for the millennials for a second, because I know they catch a lot of heat. But I'm realizing that I have a lot more in common with them than I originally thought, because I don't know how to do any of those things. I mean, sewing on a button, I can kind of do it, but like it's the bare minimum. I can't sew. I can't change a tire. I have no idea where my flashlights are in my house. I mean, I don't know anything. I really don't. I've never balanced
my checkbook. But I think the other problem is that some of this stuff, not to like take away from it, but the millennial generation didn't have someone who was in their home 24 hours a day. Both of your parents were working, so some
like
of this...
Like Mrs. Ingalls to teach you how to darn a sock?
Yeah, like... but you both... Think about it. Like, my parents growing up, my mom was the nighttime person. She was out working at night, and I was at school during the day when she probably could have taught me some of this stuff, and my dad was the caregiver at night.
Your dad actually told me one time that your mother can't sew anyway.
I don't know.
Probably not,
I think the thing
actually
is that the millennials' parents didn't know how to do anything either. And that's okay.
But I will say, the millennials, I think, because things are so expensive, they have to work hard. A lot of them, they have two jobs, they're trying to make ends meet, and they don't have time to do all this other stuff. Like, oh, Saturday, I'm going to go get my tires fixed. They don't do that just because, you know, they're working those jobs.
Remember the day, there was a day when you'd actually do things like change your own oil and all that sort of thing. But now,
that's
you know,
funny.
you just pull into like a Jiffy Lube or someplace like that, 20 minutes, you're in and you're out, and maybe your time is more precious than the money is spent on something like that.
You know what I notice all the time now is people don't even go grocery shopping anymore. I notice that everybody's
heck
got
Peapod is where it's at.
No, but they have the shop runner or like they have all these there are people in Wegmans who are
see that's one of the reasons why life is so expensive.
Yes,
because you pay for those conveniences,
right?
Mm-hmm. And you know, my wife is not a millennial, but she's 50 years old, but she doesn't know how to pump her own gas. I think I know what I'm getting her for Christmas.
What's that, a millennial?
I'm going to get her an online class at the adulting school in Portland, Maine.
Oh, good idea.
You know, that's a great idea.
And go to WROR.com if you'd like to get somebody else one, too.
And I want to talk to you the day after you give that to her.
Oh, my God!
In the Lorne and Wally Show.
What the fuck is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Okay, this is very important. Did you notice it rained again and again and again and again? We're going to tell you exactly what you can do to fix that wet basement right after we tell you what's coming up next on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
All right, in the 7:45 Dirty Laundry, why Matt Damon should host Saturday Night Live all the time.
You're absolutely
have the
correct
evidence.
This is great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's LVF with the 745 Dirty Laundry brought to you by Eagle Bank. Okay, we've got SNL sexual harassment, but first, I'm totally stressed out. Are you? Who wants a one-hour massage? I'm not giving them, but I'm going to give one away. Be the 15th caller, 617-931-1057. That's a gift certificate to Elements Massage. So that number again, 617-931-1057. Okay, let's discuss Matt Damon and why he should totally be on SNL more often, because finally it was a really good episode. He killed it in a boxer sketch, an ornament sketch. The opening monologue was so great because he talked about how he used to watch SNL with his dad, who died last year, and it was really touching. But the best was the Christmas sketch, and it's about the lies we tell each other and the truth behind it. Here's a little clip.
That was the best Christmas ever.
Really?
Babe, I had a smile on my face from the moment I woke up. Kidding me.
Oh, wait, there's more. Here's another.
My family didn't ruin your day, did they?
No. I love that we hosted this year.
Mary, traffic was awful.
3 hours.
Whoa, you can't wait.
He just is so natural on that show. He's a great actor, and he's got a great sense of humor, and he's just, I don't know. Sometimes they have hosts that are such clunkers, you're like, oh, my God, I can't even believe
And he seems
this.
Like a really good guy.
He does. Well, yeah, just he's so
He mixes well with everyone on the show.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of SNL real quick, Pete Davidson was on SNL that night. He had said something on Instagram on Saturday about not wanting to live in this world anymore. I don't know how long he can take it. He's been very vocal about his mental health issues. Yeah. So I guess maybe the police had talked to him. But he was on SNL and everything seems to be okay
And he's supposed
right
to be
now.
Here in town next week.
New Year's Eve at the Chevalier Theatre. Yeah. All right. Sexual harassment. Now, Jeffrey Rush. Remember Jeffrey Rush?
Yes, I do.
Academy Award winning actor, older. He's like in his, 67, 70, around that. He won an Academy Award for Shine. Apparently, he was accused of inappropriate behavior last year by somebody who was co-starring with him on King Lear. But now he's been accused of inappropriate behavior by an actress from Orange is the New Black. She's the girl, her name is Yael Stone. She plays Lorna, who I really like. She's got kind of this voice like this, if you remember. So anyway.
Can you do that again for me, please?
No, thank you. But anyway, this is what he did, you guys. I don't know what's wrong with people. Good Lord.
What did he do? Come
you
on,
win
what
an
do?
Academy Award and you think you can do anything. Apparently, he danced naked in front of her in the 2010 production of Diary of a Madman, getting into character, sent lewd texts, tried to spy on her while she showered, and the whole time she had to put up with it because she was an up-and-coming actress, he was the Academy Award-winning guy. And so she's talking about it now, and he says he didn't do it. But my guess is that's pretty specific. And my God, dancing naked, just do it in your bedroom alone. People.
He'll be going to Harvey Weinstein's for Christmas, I guess.
I just, apparently, those things are all coming out. So that's the latest.
And speaking of that, Cosby is not going to be allowed to, he's filed an appeal to get out of prison.
Oh, no.
They're going to keep him in the slam.
Okay, well, that is what's going on in Dirty Laundry. Do we have a winner yet, or are we going to?
We got a winner.
We got a winner.
We got a winner,
my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen. We have a winner right here on the phone with us right now, and let's see who it is.
Who's this?
This is Candy Ventola. Hey, Candy, did I get the name right?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Candy.
Candy Ventola is from Woburn, Massachusetts. What do we got for Candy?
Okay, Candy, you've won a one-hour Elements massage.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, game players, it's time to play the big game today. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air.
Oh, that's happening now?
That's
okay,
happening
all right,
right
great.
Now. So, if you are ready, let's meet our player this morning. Our player is a gentleman from Pembroke, Massachusetts. His name is William Murphy. Good morning, William. How are you doing? Welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Wild Bill Murphy.
Wow. Stop hitting on me.
Okay. So, William, have you listened? Are you a longtime listener?
Absolutely. Okay. Every day.
Good. So you know how the game goes, right?
Yes, I do.
What's your confidence level? 1 to 10. Give us your confidence level.
Well, I've been exercising my big brain all weekend.
Yeah.
I'm ready to roll here.
Okay.
Okay, he's feeling very strong. Okay, here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to give you 10 questions. Within 60 seconds, you will hear the ticking in the background. If you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 from Century Bank. You can say pass it any time. You have time left at the end. We'll come back, pick him up. Just beat the buzzer. That's all you got to do. Are you ready to play?
All right, let's roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's 2 plus 2?
4.
What actor said, I'll be back in the movie Terminator?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What kind of fruit juice is in a pina colada?
Coconut.
In which state is Death Valley located?
California.
Who created the Muppets?
Jim Henson.
What's the name of the rabbit in Bambi?
Pass.
What company introduced the first commercially widespread video cassette in 1971?
Sony.
What puzzle toy was the best-selling toy in 1981?
Pass.
What color is Chablis?
Red.
What flavor was the filling in the original Twinkie?
Banana.
Okay, let's go to what's the name of the rabbit in Bambi?
Would it be, I'm thinking, Thumper?
And what puzzle toy was the best-selling toy in 1981?
Rubik's Cube.
Okay, you finished on
time.
Wow,
you finished on time. You got all your answers in. Oh, unfortunately, you got 8 right. You missed on 2
excellent.
Of them.
Excellent.
You did a great
job. You exercised your brain super well this weekend because that was a great, great, great run.
You didn't do enough drinking, though.
I know. So here's the deal. All right. The fruit juice in a pina colada is
pineapple.
Yeah, yep.
Pineapple.
And the color of Chablis is white.
Okay.
Those are both like slightly drinking questions for you, so I mean, I don't know.
Okay, you'd have to drink more.
Yeah.
Yep.
So really, so that's not your fault.
Hey, you did a great
that's
job, William. We have a fine consolation prize for you. A 199 restaurant gift card. 99 restaurant gift cards are perfect for last-minute shoppers. We'll ship that off to you. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. For more,
the 99,
you give, the more you receive at the 99.
The best buffalo chicken tenders ever.
Ever. Enjoy it, okay?
Great job, William.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have okay. a good holiday.
Merry you Christmas.
Bet. Merry Christmas to you. He was good.
He was excellent.
What a
I
play.
Feel slightly bad. He didn't
thank
get
God
it
he out. Wasn't a drinker.
Yeah, really.
Lost us.
Unbelievable.
Good point.
So, would you like to play, win a grand in 60 seconds, and win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank? Well, you got to qualify. You do that by logging on to WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk to you about the Christmas season, and I think that we need the appropriate music for this because this is going to be one of those classic things. That
it is a classic thing.
Happening here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And we get requests for this every year about this time of the year. And this is Wally's legendary shopping trip to Tiffany's. So if everybody's ready, here we go.
Hey, so yesterday I decided to go out and do a little Christmas shopping, right?
Yeah.
So I got the bright idea that I should take a walk over to Tiffany's.
You call that a bright idea? I call that insane.
Why? Do you owe her a present?
No, but see, my wife is like really, she just likes the box, the Tiffany's box, you
oh,
know?
The turquoise box.
Yeah. She's like, oh, loves anything from Tiffany's. So I go, okay, I'll go in and I'll check a few things out. And, you know, so I'm standing there and I'm waiting to be helped. And I see this little teapot. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My wife loves tea. So I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, boy, that'd be nice. That'd be a nice gift, you know, mm-hmm. get that. Maybe something else to go with it that would kind of go with that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So she comes over. I said, hi, how much is the teapot? She says, it's $62.50. I said, $62.50? That's great.
What a deal.
So I said, okay, what do you got to go with it?
A mortgage.
So she says, well, I think that it comes with a creamer and a sugar thing.
Oh.
Great. I said, I'll take those.
Wait, let me guess. $6,250.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
So then I figured, okay, $62.50, and now the cream and sugar, they can't be that much. I mean, what are they, $20 each?
$2,000 each.
Oh, I'm still under $100.
I'm still under $100.
Right. I'm thinking, that's not enough.
I better get her a ring or something.
Plus, you're going to get the little turquoise box free.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm serious. So I said, okay, that's not enough. Oh, no, she's picking out stuff, right? She's like, okay, how much? She says 9,000.
I wish I had seen the look on your face.
I wish I'd been there for that. Man.
I felt so stupid. And I said, well, I thought the teapot was $62.50.
At Tiffany's.
Oh, man.
You couldn't get in the service merchandise for that.
So then I felt so stupid. I was really nailed. So now I'm going, okay, I got to keep some of this stuff. Oh, man.
How much for the box?
Jeez. So anyway, I spent a lot. Am I really stupid or what?
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hitting the best shot. 105.7 WROR. Well, as you know, the new pot shop opened up in Salem over the weekend.
Yep.
In fact, we talked to Chris Edwards, the guy who runs the place on Friday. And apparently, from the people in Salem, they got rave reviews because they say they did it right.
Yeah, well, they have it by appointment only, although the lines to get in were pretty interesting.
They were long,
too, yeah.
Long lines.
But yeah, so it's by appointment, and it's going to remain so until, I think, everything calms down a little bit. So, I think the traffic problem was way less than it was in Leicester.
Well, they were pretty smart the way they handled it because they had shuttle buses, they had different parking lot locations where you could park, and they didn't allow parking along the street and blocking streets and things like that. Yeah. So that helped a lot. But
the learning curve, it's getting a little bit better.
Yeah, each time they open one, it gets a... But the only thing is the marketing. I just don't think the marketing is
right. They need help.
I think we've come up with a marketing plan for them.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, first of all, you need a good name.
The holiday season can be a bit stressful, so this year, we here at the Pottery Barn invite you to give the gift of weed. Have you had it with that crazy drunk uncle of yours every Christmas?
I need a refill on eggnog.
Look what happens when you give him one of our patented stocking puffers.
Like, hey man, this is like the best pot roast ever.
Why stop there? You can get grandma in on the action with one of our specially baked weed-infused fruitcakes. Listen to how happy she is. Let's not forget about Santa. Believe it or not, the job of delivering 22 million gifts an hour to kids all over the world puts a lot of strain on good old Saint Nick. So this year, why don't you leave him out our cookies with a little something extra in them? Or hide one of his favorite joints under the tree.
Oh my God. And
don't forget to leave a little something for Rudolph.
Santa, look at how high we're flying.
Don't let Christmas pass you by without getting high. Call us now at the Pottery Barn. That's at 555-420-SMOKE. Enter the promo code WROR and receive an additional 420% off your next order. That's at 555-420-SMOKE. Or visit one of our locations in Northampton, Leicester, or Salem. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
8 days till Christmas. Just let us give you a little heads up there, everybody, okay? And also, I thought I'd do this. Are people still buying a lot of... Well, I'm sure they are. I mean, look at Legoland. A lot of Legos are out there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I have the hurt feet to prove it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you got the scars on your feet to prove it, right? So one of the big concerns from the American Pediatric Association, Pediatric Care and Child Health Care, they're wondering, what happens if your kid swallows a Lego?
Ooh.
So they were concerned about this. So they decide, okay, we have to do some experiments on this and find out what happens if you swallow a Lego. So instead of, getting some kind of a dummy to dummy up and all this, they got six of their doctors to volunteer to swallow a Lego
piece. That's messed up.
Okay.
I hope they were the little Legos.
So, yeah, they were doing it with the little Legos. Because those are the ones.
It's going to be the big block ones.
Those are the ones that the kids are most apt to.
They're single
swallow,
and double pieces.
Okay. And they got the little heads and all that sort of thing. Oh, yeah. Different things. So
did they put a camera on it?
No, they didn't put a camera on it. They just had them swallow it.
That should be a doctor.
And then they tracked the progress of the Lego by having them, filter all of their waste.
That's disgusting. Put a camera on it.
And the camera was, this make it bigger.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah. All right.
So that's what they did, and the final results came in, and it takes 1.7 days to pass a Lego. Just for those of you who are wondering.
Yeah, but like they're grown adult doctors. There's more travel time. If you're a toddler, there's more.
They did say that it may vary with the child because the child's intestines aren't as long.
Right. It's like Massachusetts versus Rhode Island. That's you know what I'm saying? That's not right.
So you're talking about the bowels of Massachusetts as opposed to the bowels of Rhode
Island.
Yes,
like a bigger person would be more like, a middle state, like Montana.
Okay.
And then you've got like a teeny tiny baby's Rhode Island.
But the speed in Montana, the speed limit's much faster in Montana. It probably depends on what you eat with your Lego.
Right, lots of twists.
So anyway.
I think it's easier just to say, hey, don't let your kids eat those.
That's probably very true.
Oh, they're dangerous.
Yeah, stop putting sauce on them.
Basically, 41 hours is the average size.
So that sucker is on the floor again and you step on it.
Precisely, okay? And then I thought that their final statement was rather interesting. Mm-hmm. Said, and in the end, the participants had no complications.
Oh, that's good
in the end. So there you go, and thank you very much.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.